You just finished Anovim, is mutter b'yayin. If you make a nether on grapes, you're mutter on the wine. Anoida min hazeisim, you're mutter in shemen. So now the second part of the Mishnah now puts it to the next level. Although the ratio was zeisim, when I said zeisim, I don't answer on myself. The derivative, which is the oil, but when I say more words, which are a riboy, such as koinim, zeisim, vanovim, elu, koinim is a koinim, is a nether, on zeisim, vanovim, on the olives and the grapes. She elu, he said these. She eini toyim, and I won't taste them. That's another riboy. Also, so then we now are marveh that you're usher on the olive oil and the wine, even though the ratio of the Mishnah. We spoke about how he's noidim and anavim. He makes a nether on grapes. He's going to be mutter on the wine when he puts in the magic riboy called elu or sha'ani toyim that I will taste. Then that includes it into grapes. Then he's asur. That's the chiddush of the sefer. Okay, so we'll have to see. The Ran is going to tell us right here which one is going to be the main riboy. The Ran tells us right here. Let's see the Ran. Amar, the Ran is halfway down. Amar koinim zeisim zanavim jani toyim. Also b'zeis bohen ubi you also on the actual zeisim and anavim, the grapes and olives and the kids and b'yotzei and with the derivatives. Ubi gemara mefarash isura. The Ran can explain isura having mishum elu and mishum shani toyim. So the Ran is just getting us ready for the big kasha that's going to come up in a second of what is the main part, which riboy shifted to make it that they're included. Okay, fine. So that's the run. So let's jump into the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to analyze this shaila here because we have two different riboys. We know Elu is all the time we've gone through Elu, starting back all the way when we said Zeh, by Zeh. I won't go into this house. We spoke about Nechasim Elu, these properties. So that was we spoke that back out all the way back on Daf Mem Zayin when we spoke about Maizman, Maizman, Maizmanim. So we said, those Lashonis Elu come to teach me that you're also, even now, even for later. Adam, it's such a big riba that you're answering it even on later, even after it leaves your reshus. You sold the house, so you said Bayezeh, you can't come into the house even though you sold it, because you can answer it even on later. That's what we spoke about on Daf Mem Zayin, and we had a bunch of different cases. So here too, Elu, these is very inclusive. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara opens up with the Shiloh. Rami Bar Chama, boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama, who is known for all his different questions. So here is one more. What's the ikur in our Gemara? Boy Rami Bar Chama, Elu Davka, Oy Shani Toyim Davka. It's two different girsas. The Ran always brings up the other girsa. So depends which girsa you have. Any time. Okay, so anytime means I won't taste. Makes another I won't taste these grapes, and that includes even maybe the wine. So Rami Yochama says, is that the ikar? Is Elu davka? Or is anytime davka? Or is the main thing they said anytime that inclusion of saying that I won't taste it? Maybe that's what made it usher on the person to have grape juice.
And the question is being asked because of the Mishnah that had this house. Is that why? Because this house became usher forever? Is that why it's even a question? Because when we had this house, I thought it was in contrast to my house. We knew that my house ended when I sold it, but not having I thought was the key issue. But we're using that as evidence that maybe it merits looking at because he said this.
Well, when he says there, he asks us on the house even after it leaves his
Right,
rejoice.
I thought that was only in contrast to mine. Mine means it's limited to when I'm there. So whether he said this or didn't, long as he doesn't say my, I thought that was the
No, but
opposite
Zeh,
issue here.
no, but
With
Elu and Zeh are the flip side, right? And
as
I'm
opposed
saying,
to my though, as opposed to the possessive,
yeah,
which
it's
was limited to
true.
one. So, but okay, that was enough to say let's keep it in the question. Because I wouldn't have otherwise thought that
Well,
this
the
would.
Chiddush that we needed that to put you over the top, that Adam Oyster Dumb Rishusa, who said I could ask for a house for after I sell it?
If I said my, that would be problematic. But if I exclude my, I'm good.
But if you don't say my,
It's not that I said this, it's that I didn't say my. I thought that was our argument.
isn't this in contrast, like the to the Mishnah, these versus grapes and grapes in general, zeitzim in general, right? I'm just answering myself, zeitzim on myself, versus these that are in front of me. Those
So
elus,
in this Mishnah,
Mishnah.
he's saying Elu. He is saying Elu.
These that are right in front of me.
Yeah, he's saying those
Right.
right now. But though these are also very inclusive. Elu comes to teach me things in terms of.
Okay, so we are drawing that from the case with the house.
Well, I made that sushta. I made that comparison. We know that Elu is such a Lushan.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Let's see the Ran. So the Ran says, now which we don't know which one. The Gemara's Rambam's question is Elu Davka or Shani Taim Davka? Is Elu the main lashon of what is more inclusive?
In our last mission, we talked about Shani Tomes. We had it many times. What did it do?
Yeah, Shani Taim, we had in the last mission to tell me that when I made Neder on Basar, I'm also on the Rotif. Even though the Tanakhama says make a nether on us, Basar, your mutter on Rotif and the kippah on the little dregs on the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda said you're Aser. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. When you Aser the meat, you Aser on the little pieces to fold around. Now, Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from a story on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph that they made a nether and on meat. Rabbi Tarfon said you're not allowed to have the eggs that were cooked with the meat. So you see from here that not only is the meat Aser, he the time of, but even the taste is Aser. That was reviewed as Raya, that whenever you say meat, you mean meat plus all of the time, all the taste. But the Rabbanan said back, Amar Lekena so the Neder was when he said Basar Zeh. Really, the Rabbanan say, since he said Basar Zeh, Olai, this meat, so then he made it also as a piece, like a Chaticha Disura, Shavin Avshe Chaticha Disura. So now that he made this piece Aser, all the derivatives are Aser. Here
That's
he
where
said
we're thinking
Zeh.
about. That's where it's from.
Yeah, but the word, right, Zeh and Elu is pretty similar.
No, we were saying in our other mission we had in regards to steel something.
Right.
It's that we shiny tone.
Yeah, so there we had by Nun Avram Beis, we had also, he said Dogim. That was the first case. Then he's Aser on big fish and small fish. But he's mutter on Tris Trufa and on Seer and Morius.
I'm saying it's when we said teal was shit, shiny tom, and salt or food, shiny tom. We had.
Actually, he said, dug him, shiny tie him. Then he's also on big and small fish. Bain Gitanim, Bain Gedolim, Bain Meluchim, Bain Tevelim, Bain Chaim, Bain Mushalm. But it's not enough to ask me on Tris Trufa because Tris Trufa was another min. But he did say the word "shani toim" there. Did we bring that down? Yeah, I don't know if we highlighted the idea of "shani toim" back there. Yeah, we didn't really highlight that.
Right. We didn't really say that. We didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, there we didn't bring that as a reboy. Yeah, we'll admit, yeah, it's true. There we just brought it down. Like, that was the nether. The nether was, well, you have to say something about the dog. Either you won't have handa or you won't taste it.
What can you just say? It's an editor's or.
Kainimalai. Then it's also about handa. But here he wasn't answering handa, he was answering a taste.
Case on all those, that's what Shani Tom came to say. It's being with that kind of words,
It's
it's
talking
us
about,
or I'm tasting it.
yeah, could be.
If you want to say that mystery, it's us or I'm tasting it,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Then why not Ramisha? We say, okay, and there's Asu in the fun of us or I'm tasting it. All of a sudden, this new question comes up that we had in there a Michelin up ago.
Well, there, yeah. It's a good question. Why here specifically do we, are we Madaig and Shani Toya more than the last time? That's a good aura.
Both. Did the other one have both these and Shanty?
Which one is the other one?
Maybe that's one.
No, but
Which
the
one's
question.
driving?
No, we're saying that either one is a lushan to
Either
make an
one,
usser on the
yeah.
whole thing.
But then if we wanted to, if we could say, well, we already saw Shiny Tome does it doesn't act as a green boy, then we just say the Abu does, then we have answered the other stuff.
What?
The continuation of the run.
Yeah.
He's saying one is enough.
Yeah,
One
that's what
is
Zach's
enough.
asking. Zach
But
is
he is not
saying,
sure which one.
One's enough, but I'm saying if we have Shiny Tome previously and didn't act as a remote,
But then why would it work?
then let's say, okay, then we are should be able to. And we saw Shiny Tome didn't act as a remote.
Which case are you?
And our Mishnah about the roast and the fish and the salted foods, right? It said Shiny Tome. So we didn't mention that it meant.
Did it say it was a marbet? Oh, we did.
The what?
So when you say Shani Tom, it's marbet.
What's the reboot for Dag Duggan?
Shani Tom was marbet even into Tavshil. Because there's a tea, you have to
By what? By meat or
by
fish?
meat.
Yeah,
The spasser is usher
so
for
by
me, and
meat
then we
we
asked,
said it
well,
as a
is the
reboot.
Tavshil gonna be usher if a little drop falls into the Tavshil? And the answer was, well, let's say wine into meat.
No, by meat we
Yai
said
Shani
it.
Tam, if it says Yai Shani Tam, that tafshu will be
Yeah, and
usher.
Shani Toyin, we also said, also, right, that we said two lines on the bottom on Nun Beis
It's
Vidal.
marbet from the
Yeah,
glass
and
of
Shani
wine
Toyin tells me,
to
even if it
the
falls into a
main
dish,
dish.
it's us, sir.
Yeah. In that case,
we're marbet.
Whoever that.
At least Shani Tam. Yeah, you said that. So I'm saying there
No,
are
you're
places
right.
where
So what I'm
on
saying, it's funny that
each
there
one.
are sometimes there's something that's not. So we're saying it's not, I guess that comes to show it's not doesn't always it's not always marbles.
That's so why you, Doug Duggan, we didn't bring a special reboy.
I thought Doug does when we did say like okay it's including whether it's big or small so
But that's because
if
of
you're
Doug and
gonna
Duggan.
so oh right
Unless you say that maybe the
but
reboy of Moliach and Tophel maybe is a reboy. It doesn't say so clear, but.
But big or small, but also salted or unsalted, wrong cooked. All dog that was what dog document. That was that demo was the inclusive aspect there.
The question, well,
It
okay,
wasn't Shani Tom.
so I'm not sure. It's not so clear.
Oh.
Maybe you could say that. Maybe you say that's the chat. Maybe that what really was marble, all those things, was a Lushan Shani Tayim.
The run is taking on that one on its own would be enough. It's just not
Right.
sure which one is the active one in this
Okay,
scenario.
which, but is maybe Shani Tayim, it's not always marble.
Well, the question is why not? The question is it should be. We have different cases that we spoke about. We said Kavush, we spoke about back on Nun Aleph on the base on the top. Minak Kavush, any other element Kavush, Shel Yerek. We said the main thing that is type of well, something that marinates is Kavush of Yerek, vegetables.
That's not showing too well.
One second. And then the next line was Kavush Shani Tayim. But he says Kavush, I won't taste it. Then he's also Bechol Kavushim.
Oh, there you
See
go.
that? It's marble
It's
right there.
marble.
Marbe. Or Minak Sholok. Sholok is to sit in the soup and cook. And he has to have a sholok shel basar, only has to basar. Sholok shel tayim has a chalak shelukim. He has to have all types of foods.
So
but,
but then and then you have an example like Gvina where it doesn't have either, but it's inclusive.
No, gavina is just actual words. Gavina just includes, gavina means fish, cheese that is salty. So, are you even have.
It's for an all cheese, whether salted or unsalted.
Yeah, so why is Yasser on Tfela? So the Ran said, even though most cheeses are salty, but Kamash Malan, yeah, he doesn't say why. Maybe because there are some cheeses that are not. Kamash Malan, not. Yeah.
So, why wouldn't we? is there any case where we see it's not bar bedin? Let's say dog dagim is it's, we don't.
I'm not sure. Maybe Len is saying that the dog dagim is shani toyim. Dog is mashma big. Dog dagim is small. But how do you know fela seer?
So then if we say in all these cases we saw it's marva, then in our Mishnah we should assume that shani toyim is to be the key to the marva here. I mean, even a.
Therefore, Elu is not adding it.
But why can't you say that Elu is for specifying these, right? I'm not ushering.
No, because you have the case of the house. Zach's house.
But that was
right? But that's
Zach's
that's,
house. If you said, then it's just when you own it. But if you say this house or these, Elu and Zach are the same.
No, but so Zach, Elu
then
is,
it goes on.
No, but it's, yeah, it's on a specific. When you usher Zaysim on yourself, I'm not gonna have any more. I'm all of your olives are on me, right?
Right.
If you say zezezum, right? These olives,
right.
It's only these ones. So why can't you say that it both specifies and marva?
Well, that's a mute. You're saying it's only.
It says both. It says
that's a mute.
But if you say we have it specifies to just these and marva to anything that comes out of it.
But the bias has a little bit of a revoy.
I'm saying that's an example where Elu on it without Anishani Tom is a reboy. So he's now Ron says, well, he's Masupik. Which one is the real reboy?
Yeah.
And which one is not Mahani? Mahani?
Yeah.
But why can't you say that one is a mute? It's only on these olives, not. That's what we're saying. It's these olives, not any olives anymore. But there's a marba. That everything comes from it too.
Right, that might be. Yeah.
From the same word as a reba and a miyat?
No. Elu is.
Elu is a miyat
and Shani Tom is a reba.
Yeah, but
they serve two different purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't be pointing out, which I think I pointed out earlier, that you have these Daf Mem Zion. The reason why it's called Daf Mem Zion, we have that Mai is a man. You could go out of this man. We see, you can ask for something by saying Elu, you could ask for it, or Zeh, you can ask for it even later. That's a reboy. So what are you saying back to there? That's what I'm saying. Answering the house, even there. That's a chiddush. That's a reboy.
But it's also it's not apples and apples, right? Because one is my house versus the house
either way
just
said houses. Okay. What if you didn't use word there? Houses are answered to me.
Never
I didn't use
this,
but
right.
It's all right.
So,
but it's going to be inclusive without that, right?
Right.
I hear what you're saying.
By Zeh, this house versus my house, both are specifying if this.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
This is
the safe here. No, the safe here is he's gone from olives in general to these olives.
Yeah.
So in that way, you're saying the Elu is the miyut.
Yeah.
And the Shani Tom is the real point.
Right.
Yeah, but
that's what he's throwing out. That's exactly
in one way.
I'm saying it's not parallel to that.
Yeah, but what's that? How are you answering the question that Elu is also Reboy?
Why do we have to say it's Reboy?
It is. That's a riot. I'm bringing you a riot.
I don't think it's a parallel case.
Why?
Because it's a Reboy to in comparison to saying this. My house.
The Chazai or
are you saying that it functions both as a miyut and a reboy?
No.
Is that what the rabbi said?
No, what? Elu?
It functions as a miyut, like Zach saying we're only referring to these olives, but also functions as a reboy to expand it to the olive oil.
Yeah.
So it's not so clear. I'm not clear about it. It's misvara, it sounds like that, but no one's breathed a word about Elu being a miyut.
But we are saying.
I mean, that's a pshat. These olives. It's not referring to all. The Reisha didn't say it. It was just referring to olives in general. Well, any olives I'm asked to. But here it speaks. It says these.
Yeah, I know, but they don't. No one highlights the fact that it's limited to only this. Those on my plate.
You don't have the
words. But then that.
I agree with that.
So, Rabbi, according to what you're saying, it has to be a. and a reboy. That potentially you're saying, if it's Elu, if Elu is the reboy. And we already know it's
you have
the same word acting as both.
Sure.
Let's say, okay, but it could be on that angle, it's a miyut, and that's only on the stuff that's on this plate, but it's a riboy on, in terms of including more things.
All right, let's see.
It could be both. It could be both. We had back, okay, so I have to see, you have to see more. We're going to see right now this idea of Elu. Fine. So let's see inside. So the question is, which one is the main riboy? Is it from the words Elu or is it from the words?
Is it for sure specifying that the what like goes from olives in general to these olives?
He's saying,
That's for sure, right?
what do you mean? What's the other side?
I just
Yeah.
want to make sure
He's
that
going on this,
clearly.
he's going on these words, Elu, Shani Toyim. And Ramakama wants to know which one of these is the Ikar Riboy. Is the Ikar Riboy Elu? Or is the Ikar Riboy Shani Toyim? Which we've also seen. Basar Zeh Shani Toyim. Now you're Usar on the Rotev. Yayin Zeh, you're Usar on if you put Yayin into your soup or into your meat. Now you cannot have the meat.
Like from a like it does logically make sense. If someone's making netter and says, I mean, I think we might think that the grapes are usher to me. I'm not thinking about, but if I'm specifying this like this barrel of olives is usher to me, yeah, I'm gonna usher myself then from anything that comes out of those olives. I've just put this off limits. These so I
No,
can
but by
see how a
saying,
person would the das would be probably include that. Anything that comes
what,
out
by
of what I'm
saying Elu?
specifying, yes, yeah.
Yeah, by saying Elu, then he asks himself even on the
Right.
derivatives.
I think that makes sense with a person's das because they're saying that barrel over there of olives is also to me. So I'm not gonna run and then make olive oil out of it and then put it on my
So
salad.
it's what it's both. It's a miut and a riboy.
Right.
Yeah,
Right.
yeah.
I think it aligns with how people would
Then
actually
you
be
said finish
thinking.
the tone doesn't do anything here.
So then, yeah, you have to choose. It
Yeah, that's true. That's
sounds
true.
like you only need one miut. The Ran, look at the Ran. The Ran says, well, clearly you have to choose which one is the Ikar miut. So if you look at the Ran halfway down by Gemara by Ram Chama, it was simple to Ram Chama that only one of them, you only needed one. The Chad Minayu Sagi, it was enough to have one miut. It was only a doubt to him. The Elu Davka is Elu, the overriding diuk that makes it specifically these. These are that.
No,
That's what's a.
that's smart.
That's a riboy. It's a riboy from Elu. Veloy Shani Toyim, the Lemahani Midi, and then maybe Shani Toyim doesn't help me at all. Why Shani Toyim Davka? Maybe the riboy is from Shani Toyim. The Elu Lemahani Klal, and the Elu does not help at all.
Right,
So.
and the helping is that one helps and one does not. It's just superfluous.
That's an analysis. That's his analysis. That's what he's trying to figure out.
Yeah,
Which one
extra.
is which one's available?
We're saying one that we just it was thrown in, it doesn't
Yeah.
do anything.
Or it might be stylistic. Make an emphasis.
Yeah, maybe just yes, stylistic. It is saying that, yeah, it's adding in about tasting, but the Gemara is not highlighting that either. So which one is the Iker? Now, it's an interesting diok here. The So that we have to think it through. That means you don't. The Gemara held you don't need both. That means you don't need both. So,
Well, I mean, we've had Shani Tom working on his
yeah.
own
So, so the
value.
yeah. So the Pharisee says because Elu and Shani Taim are not two words which really go together. It's not like one is mashlim and one is the. Completing and helping it out. The two don't really jive together. So it must be that each one is an independent one. So therefore we it was two, it was an extreme. We had to think, is it only this or only that? If each one helped each other out, then you could say that may be, it's a partnership. But being that it says that's the Pharisees' pshat. Okay.
Lemon is normally.
So now says so where are you at now?
Just going a little bit.
So let's see the Gemara. So says the Gemara. Now, According to this is the Shaila, how you read it according to the Ran. That's how the Ran learns it out. Okay, so therefore he says, Koinim Zaysim Anavim, Elu Alai, that would be a suffix. So when you say Elu, would you be Aser? Or you say Koinim Zaysim Anavim, Shani Tayim, that would also be a Shaila. Well, that would you be Aser on the derivatives? Okay. So now let's see. Let's go back to the Gemara. And we had this, by the way, with the way we had it by Basser. Yeah, Basser said turned into like Basser Zeh on Amud Aleph. We said Basser Zeh turns into like a Chaticha Dizur, the Ran called it. You will marve it to be totally Usser, and then any derivatives are going to be Usser. So maybe here too should be the same thing. Okay, the other side is maybe no. Maybe these things, we said Yayin, what was the words of Yayin? Yayin Shani Toyim. Right, he said yayin shani time. So that included, even if you put it in a dish, you're also on the whole tavshil. So unless you make a chilek, maybe there's a difference between the two. Maybe the chilek between the two, we'll have to see the mefarshim, the Ran coming up is going to say maybe there's a chilek between the two. Okay, we'll see it coming up.
So.
What the Ran is going to bring up the chiluk is that maybe the yayin is part of the dish. So, oh, good morning, good morning. When the yayin is part of the dish, so maybe that's part of the yayin. You're saying, yeah, what did you say? You said basar zeh. So basar zeh includes, let's say, the rotif,
It was Masa Shani.
basar shani tayim, or you said yayin. I spoke about the yayin. So we said in Amud Aleph, the yayin, it goes into the dish, but
It was the Yashin.
yeah, so when he said Yayin Shani Tayim, when it goes into the dish, you're also, so you're tasting it together. But by the fruits, you have here a separate thing. Maybe you have a fruit and you have the derivative. They're not attached. So maybe you could be Mechalek, maybe it's not the same. Maybe I look at the Ran a little further. The Ran no, so we'll have to see when. Yeah, let's wait till we get up there.
I think it's because he's emphasizing it. When you said Yayin Shani Tam, and then a drop fell into the dish, the tavshil, it was talui on it was nosin tam or not. It's nosin tam, then the whole thing
Of
becomes
course, it has to be
so
Naizam.
right.
You know, not
So in other
Naizam.
words, it had that function of nosin tam. It's not just words that are marbet. It gave over some of its taste,
You said
and
Shani
therefore Shanitam, and therefore it's marbet. Whereas with I don't think you have that case with just the olives that I taste.
well, the al, because it's not,
There's
yeah, they're
nothing
not mixing
about
together.
nosin tam.
Yeah, they're not mixing together. It's really, yeah, you're
There's
right.
nothing about the bitzel and nosin tam.
Yeah,
So
okay.
that's a chiluk.
It's true. It's true. So this is the Ran's way on this. Just if you look at the Rush, the inside column, the Rush also explains the two tzedakim of the Gemara, and you have to just let's see these words how the Rush brings it down. The Rush it starts by this divya maschil, elu dafka, oishani toyim dafka. Okay, so it's let's say it's actually like a few lines in, 10 lines down from where the Ran starts. So he says, are elu dafka oishani toyim dafka. So what's the suffix? Ha, the Amin and Asis and also be Yotim and Asis and Anavim. When you said Elu and Shani Toim that you also on olives and grapes, Ki Omar Koi names Asim and Anavim Elu Shani Toim, and we said those words Elu and Shani Toim. B'mai Tali Yisur. What is the main part that the Isser hangs on? Me Amin and do we say that the main thing is Elu Heavy Kamoi Basar Zeh? Like you said, Basar Zeh, going all the way back to Amud Aleph. You said Basar Zeh, and that we highlighted. That's what we highlighted very good, like we just spoke out. Basar Zeh lies here. It's also Beroitvei Ubekipai, who are the Nami when you say the plural of Zeh, when you say Elu. So it should be also Beyotim Menu. So it should be also on the same Yotim Menu. It's a parallel drasha. There, the Yotim from the meat, and here's the Yotim from the olives. Oidomar, maybe no. Maybe it's different. Why? When you say the word miyachid means you're miyachid, you put together davar haneser, and you say zeh moyo lesser nesinas tam. Maybe it only answers on a nesinas tam, and something that gives over a taste. Kedam minimum season. Hadayim min adavar, and it's arba acher. And yesh bev nesin tam oser. Yeah, this is what we just were highlighting, that by the Amud Aleph we're talking about basar zeh. So you also not only on the basar but even on the taste that went over into something else. But it's arba acher got mixed in with other things. And yesh bev nesin tam oser. Avol loy lesser hayoytzman azeh, but maybe it doesn't answer zeh of him. The mifkad pocket b'soichan, which means the rush is now bringing up a chiluk. The rush is saying, "What is the basar zeh? We want to parallel it to basar zeh. So is the basar zeh telling me that the meat, this meat, is usur? So you're even usur on the rotev and the kippah, the dregs and the sauce. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that not only the meat but even the yoytze mimenu, even the stuff that comes out of it, which means things came out of the meat into the sauce. So therefore the sauce will be elsewhere. And the kippah goes out, came out from out of the meat. So therefore maybe that's why it's usher. Is that the pshat that the elu tells me that those things, the yoytze mimenu, is usher? Or by Dilma, here the Rosh is saying a whole new suffix. Or maybe it's not what the busser elu, busser zek, came to be marva. Busser zek came to be miyached, that when you put the basar together with something else, there is blias. So by you saying zeh, you aser anything that had zeh, anything that had this, which is this taste. And noisin tam is aser. As we know, tam keker, something gives over a taste, it's aser on the next item. So here, it's aser. It's going to aser anything that's like eggs or rotef. It's the same. They're in the same boat, that they both are something which is the taste that went over, and therefore it's going to be usher. But that's specifically for nice and tam. But it, maybe it did not come to usher the olives and the grapes, which came out things, let's say the yoytze, what come out of the olives, the olive oil, maybe is not usher. I why not? Because it's not a nice and tam. Olive oil is not nice and tam. It's not taking time from the olive. The magic words he says is mifkad pokin b'soichem, mifkad pokin b'soichem, v'dovar acharhu, but it's something else. So we had the word mifkad pokin in kesubah on daf.
It's early on,
Right,
early on.
right. By the topic of. By topic of besulim. Excellent. If the question is a man allowed to have beer the first time on Shabbos when the Besulim are going to come out on Shabbos? Is it an iser of number one, dosh, kareya? Is it an aveira when the blood's going to come out, making a wound? Really, it could be shoychet, which make a wound, make a chabur on Shabbos. That's the shiloh. So what's the tzad? So the two tzadim is, do you say that it's going to rip the skin and therefore it's usser? Or no, it's dam ifkad pocket. The dam in there is stored inside that pocket. And when the skin opens, then the blood just comes out. But it's just stored there in a storehouse. And you open the door and then it comes out. But it's not pshat, it's making a wound. Those are the two tzadim back over there in Ksubis and Dafvav or so. So here too, do you say that the Rosh's way to say the Shiloh is a whole different Shiloh? Rosh is saying, I know for sure I had Elu and Zeh by Basar. But the question is, what was the Basar say? What did we say when we said, what was the Riboy of Basar, Zeh? Was the Riboy to say that I want to say anything that comes out of the Basar is Basar? And then for the Rotev and the Kippah is Basar? What was the Riboy to say that anything that gives Tam out from the meat and anything that receives Tam is going to be Usur? And if that's the case, that's why the Rotev is Usur, just like the Gemara compared on Amud Aleph to the eggs. Eggs got taste, so it's Usur. But if that's the case, so in our case, let's say by you said Yayin Zeh, you said grapes, Anovim Zeh. Anovim Zeh does not tell me that Noisin Tam that the grape juice is going to be nice tam, because it's not eisen tam. It's not pshat that it gets the tam from the grape. Rather,
He's asking on Zephyr, is he asking on Shani Torah?
yeah, we're on zeh.
Ron Zephyr?
Yeah, because it's compared with Amud Aleph where we said basar zeh. So do we say zeh and elu, which are very the same thing, they're similar. So maybe with a riboy on Amud Aleph was only to say nois and tam is us, or things that give over tam. And the grape does not give over tam to the grape juice.
Both it doesn't give over taste.
It's a separate thing. The grape juice is stored there. That's what it's Mivkan pocket. B'soichan says around v'davar acharu, but it's not. It's a separate thing. It's a separate hefta than the grape. It's a separate thing, and therefore, even if you say elu, that just says you're also on the davar on the things that are boileya have bliyos that have tam. But it's sad to say is that if that that's the two tzedakim. Do you say elu asers on amud aleph? So do Elasar on Amud Beis because Elu is saying Toitzah, the things that go out of it. So just like the meat, the rotev and the dregs that come out are Yotev. So do an our Gemara, the what's Yotev from the Anavim from the grapes is the grape juice and it will be Aser. And the olive oil comes out, so it's Aser. Oy Dilma, or maybe no. The second tzad of Rami Bar Chama was it's a Lamdisha Shaila. Maybe the tzad of Elu and Zeh only comes to Aser Blios. Taste, noisin tam, when it gives over taste. If it gives over taste, then it's aser. So the dregs got taste. The rotev got taste, just like the Gemara compares it to the eggs that got taste. But in our Gemara, by the grape juice is not getting the taste from the grape itself. It's a davar acher. Davar acher means the new thing. Just everything. Happens to be stored there. It happens to we associate the grapes with the grape juice, but they're not really the same thing. And therefore, even though you said Elu, you won't be also on the juices.
It's an interesting stretch because he's separating out that it's not mamish part of the grape. Except it won't happen with an orange, won't happen with an apple, could only happen with a grape, right? And but when it's not part of the grape. So I mean really he's separating out the two ideas. One is the item, maybe the physical item, and two is something it creates or that's created while you're in that zone. So there's the tam, right? But it's a hard separation.
It's a bit like milk and whey, sort of. Huh? The
Oh,
way we talked about the separate entity.
Although, that's very interesting. Because you could argue milk and whey become separate items, which means not the same thing. So that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But here we're talking tam, though. Right.
Yeah, so the question is, does give over tam? So the Rush is saying that this is a whole new Shiloh, how to learn it up. So okay, so that's the Shiloh. Okay, so the Zeh come to say Zeh is the Toitzah, the things that come out, or is Zeh coming to say taste? Okay, that's the Shiloh of Rami Bar Chama. Now Lemaisa, Jeremy's pointing out an interesting Shiloh. So Jeremy's clarifying what would be by other fruits. Do you say the same thing by other fruits? Would you say that, or is it only here that they're stored in as a mifkat pocket by these fruits? But maybe other fruits would be different. Maybe there that's part and parcel of the fruits. Interesting.
It's not a new.
Not a new hefta, new entity.
Yeah.
So therefore, enechami, maybe specifically here. Maybe that's why. That's part of the Shiloh here, why Rambam Chama spoke specifically, why the Mishnah is speaking after these two fruits.
Although we were talking about different brachas when we were last time, right?
Yeah.
That wine
They
gives
even
you
have different brachas. Yes.
yeah,
True.
and we treat wine and grapes differently than any other fruit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
But
just that
here,
they're
yeah.
in a different madrega.
Yeah, so that's an interesting Shiloh. Okay,
Right.
so that's a Shiloh. So let's go further. So it says the Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara. And according to this, the last words of the Rush is that if you say that it has to do with bliyos with nois and tam, so then Elu will not make it aser, but Shani Taim would make it aser. Maybe Shani Taim would make it aser because you are saying Shani Taim that I won't taste it. Maybe that's part of Shani Taim, even though olive oil and the wine. That's the chakira of Rav Mechama.
So it's been the Rosh saying that it depends on how which is marva, and it's dependent on how we look at what's happening. Is it a new entity or is it giving them the text?
Well, no, we know it's a new entity. That's changing. The question is, what is the riboy from the word zeh? Is the riboy to say the yotzei, the things that go out from it? Or is the riboy to say the noisin tam, the things that get taste from it?
Right, but if you're saying that wine doesn't get taste from grapes.
Yeah.
Then Elu doesn't help.
It's not really
right. Elu won't help.
Is he
right.
making it help?
According to the tzad of Nais and Tam.
Right.
Is Rosh saying that it's not a derivative?
It might be a derivative.
It's a separate entity that happens to be located within a grape, and therefore it's not a derivative.
No. So it comes out from it, but it's not Nais and Tam. It's coming out from it.
What does he achieve by saying it's a separate entity within the grape?
Because he wants to know, is it Aser Alts Yoytzei, or is Aser Alts Noisin Tam? If it's Aser Alts Noisin Tam, it won't be Aser, because it's not Noisin Tam. It doesn't get taste from the grape.
The juice
doesn't get taste from the grape. So
Shani Tom doesn't? What are you saying?
So Shani Toyeim says, I won't taste any part of the grape, so you'll be usher on the grape juice. If you say Shani Toyeim, that's
it. But if it doesn't get, no, it doesn't get, they're saying it doesn't get taste from it.
But it's part of the grape, but I won't taste any part of the grape. Shani Toyeim means I won't taste any part of the grape. It's not learning up the nose and tongue part.
So where's the nose and tongue fit into our mission then?
So do you say Elu is Marbe? Is Elu Marbe the reboy of the outgrowth, the things that come out of it? Like the basar has things that come out of it. Is that how you learn it? And therefore, if you say what comes out of it, then in our case, the yayin will be also on the things that come out of the novim, there will be also on the yayin, because the yayin comes out of it. Or is the focus more on noisin tam, like the Gemara on Amud Aleph said? The Gemara said by the basar, that it has to be something that's nice in time. So So he says bezeh, because you said zeh, so you also on the nice in time. So if you say that's a nice in time, dekavart, then the grape juice will be mutter, because grape juice is not nice in time.
Just refines, constricts actually the width of the nether. Because if for example, tam is not coming out of grapes, then that's not an issue. It's not part of your nether.
Right. Right, so therefore the grapes will be mutter. That's all on the side of Zeh and Elu. But on the other side of the Chakira, this is all on the Elu side. Oidilma, or the second side is that even on this, does Elu do this or does Elu do that? And that's if you do Elu. But on the second side, Elu won't include the grape juice, but Shani Toyeim will include it.
But if we said,
That's really
very tricky. Elu has two meanings. Okay. Elu could either be marbe, the things that come out of a fruit.
Okay.
Elu includes the toitzah, like the basar has the rotev comes out, the things that come out of the fruit into the rotev. Is that what is marbe? And the dregs that come out of the fruit, out of the beet? Is that what Elu is marbe? Or is Elu marbe? Noisin tam, things that get taste from the meat. Tam ki ikr, whatever gets tam is like the ikr, is like the main thing.
So actually, the way Art Scroll describes it, I think, I don't know if it's accurate, but it's a clearer way of doing it. They describe one as being the shreds of the item and the other being the gravy of the item.
Right, that is true. No, that's true.
It is true.
That's kipa.
That's kipa's
and
shreds.
Kipa is the shreds, and rotev is the sauce.
It's like so, the... Was that word I brought? When you cook the meat, so then some of the juice.
Some comes things
out
come
of
out.
The meat. And
yeah.
That's what it's referring
but
to.
So right. That is, right. But either way, the question is when you say Elu, you're also on that, on the rotev and the kippah, for sure, those two things. But the question is why? This is really what it boils down to. It's a chakira really for Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Is the pshat why it's also because it's a toitzah comes out of it? and things are coming out of the meat, and therefore there's light coming out of the meat, so it's also. Or is it because it got taste from the meat? And anything that gets taste from the meat is tam ke'ikar,
but
the
then you
taste.
needed to have another item. Not a cheshbon.
What? What do you mean, another item?
Not that, like the egg, where the
Or
taste
whatever,
went into
or
the
no,
egg.
or the rotef, or the kippah is also, rotef and the kippah also gets a taste from the meat. So they say
Yeah.
tam. They say tam,
So
tam
it has two
ke'ikar.
very different meanings, in a sense. Yeah,
Right,
when it
and
comes to
that
taste.
nafkamina between the two would be our Gemara.
But so if we say, though, that Elu comes to include that things get tum from it, and we want to say that wine doesn't get tum from the grapes.
As you're going on the second side, the tam, like it has to do with
Right, I'm
tam.
saying if we go by tum,
Yeah.
and then we also say tum doesn't get the wine doesn't get tum from the grapes, but we
Right.
said it's a, then it doesn't fit with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the wine is usser.
No, because but he added in one
So,
more phrase, Shani Tayyip.
therefore, you have to say Shani Tom. That's Marva, not Elu.
Shani,
Right now,
according to this
according
side,
to this side,
Shani Tayyip will be
we
the
have
Reboy.
to
Shani Tayyip will be the Reboy,
because is
absolutely.
that because both definitions or usages of Elu doesn't work here?
No,
That's
you can
what.
see.
No,
No, but you're talking
no,
about
there's
Tom, but
two.
then first definition is about a
What comes out?
derivative, and it's not a derivative
It is
either.
a
I thought we
derivative.
were saying,
No, it comes out.
well,
It for
that's a
sure comes out.
different the grape juice.
Yeah, it comes out of the grape.
So that was a different, I guess, who held that it was a completely different
The
entity?
rubber, no, it is a different, it's not nice and tam, but it is yoitze, which means it doesn't get
So to me,
taste
that
from the
means to
grape,
me that
but it
means
comes out of the
it
grape.
comes out.
That's not
So
a
that's not a
derivative.
different
It
entity.
is a derivative. It is a derivative. It comes
Yeah,
out of
that
it.
would have to be by
It does
definition
come
a
out of the
derivative. It's
grape.
two things that are separated.
Well, that's what I was
That's
saying.
not
But
really a
no,
derivative.
but they're coming out of the grape. It is yoite mimenu. It is yoite. It does come out of the grape. Whether it might be stored there, but it is.
Okay.
The dam bisulim comes out of the, it comes out of the that place, but it might not be might not be part and parcel
Oh.
of the you know, it's just stored there.
Stored there. So even though it could be considered a different entity, it's coming out. It's coming out of the
Right,
grapes. Okay.
that's the chakira,
Yeah.
and the chakira is very very all encompassing because if you say it's what comes out, then the yayin is going to be lesser because it came out. If you say what's nice at tam, then the yayin will not be also because it doesn't have a taste. But shani toyim could be the one to
What do you
pull you
mean?
over
What
the
do you mean it
top,
doesn't have a
pull you
taste?
over the
What do you mean
top.
it doesn't
Doesn't
have?
get
It
the
doesn't get
taste of the
taste.
grape.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a taste of the grape. It has a taste of itself. Of course, the blood is its own entity. The wine is its own entity. But it's not. It's not. It's
It's
not.
hard to separate that. I mean, right? It's hard to separate what comes out of it is not the grape taste. So okay, so what is
No, it's a unique. We're saying it. Actually, aren't we saying like a wine is very
The
different taste?
self-contained entity.
Yeah,
It's
yeah. So
inside the
because of
grape.
this ambiguity, we maybe rely on shining tone. Is that one? Yeah.
Yeah, well, not because of ambiguity. Which side is correct? Is the
Okay.
side,
Oh, so we have
if the
okay.
side, if the side of Elu is that I'm saying Noisin Tam, then for sure Shani Taim is going to be one that pulls you over the top to make it usher on the grape juice. But if you say it has to be Yoitze, then
Right.
maybe the Iker is Elu, and Shani Taim is not the Iker.
Yeah.
Shani Taim would be just superfluous. That would be extra.
It was still it. It's
It
under
could be. It's
the
50-50. The
yeah.
Rosh is not sure. And Jeremy's pointing out that according to the Tzad of Shani Tayyim, it would be specifically by these two fruits where they're stored in there like that. But it sounds like other types of fruits where you have grape juice. That's not, you wouldn't say it's tam mifkat pocket. The grape juice, I mean, apple juice. Apple juice is not stored inside the apple. Apple juice is part and parcel. You have to squeeze that, fetch out the juice from the apple. So the apple juice would, for sure, if you say
When you
Elu,
squeeze the grape, isn't some of the juice from the bulk, I don't know, what the meat of the grape,
pulp.
the pulp of the grape
Yeah, but
comes
that's
out,
not the ikur. That's not the ikur. The ikur is
that
the
it's there's
squirt.
a
It's you squirt it.
self-contained area of juice
Yeah.
that's
Yes.
coming out.
Right.
So if we were to say that Elu, it's tum doesn't work. So now we say Elu is if it is Elu, and it's what comes out from it, and we're going to the roast that what comes out is self-contained within it, then, and we're saying that probably that really only works with Zaysu and Anavim, then you can't use it as a call to homer to learn about any other fruits.
Yeah, so then if you go with that side of Naisin Tam and Elu, right? So Elu,
yes. Elu is
so
comes out.
So if you say that what Elu tells you, whatever is Naisin Tam is Aser, so then what
Aser,
we're
saying Naisin Tam doesn't fit. We're not saying
there's no Naisin Tam, but Elu means Naisin Tam.
No, but Elu means Naisin Tam, or it means what comes out.
Well, which one? Pick one.
Not Naisin Tam, but what comes out.
Yaitse. Okay, so then Aser.
But you said we can't learn out. Maybe what Jeremy's saying, we can't learn out any of the fruits.
No. He's not going in that side. No, he's no. So on the side of Yoite, you could learn out to all fruits. He's saying that on the side of Mifkat Pocket, I'll If you say Zeh and Elu comes to say these fruits, but only whatever has tam of the fruits, so then the olive oil is mutter. Because it's not
but
it's
we,
a town.
We know that that doesn't fit. Not we have a tusk.
So, but maybe that. So, what took you over the top is shani time. Shani time is what made the olive oil.
Elu doesn't help if we go like that.
Elu doesn't make it usher. Correct.
Elu doesn't make that.
So, but other fruits, Jeremy says, other fruits. If you say Elu, will be usher.
On which?
An apple juice from an apple. You say I won't have an apple. Elu. Tapuchim Elu, then you'd be Aser.
Which way does Elu fit?
We're going on the side of Naisin Tam.
Because
you do get the taste from the apple, from the apples you get.
But in terms of Yotze, it comes out from it.
For sure. On both sides of you have the apple juice will be Aser.
Which is it said to say that it's self-contained in it? It's not part of it, it's self-contained in it. Where does that come from?
That is explaining on the
that's time. That's the Metzias of the grape.
You're saying in general.
That's how he understands a grape.
Yeah, that's in general.
So, but that's. Is that unique to grapes and olives?
Yeah.
If it is,
yeah.
If that's what we're saying, then you can't. Can you learn out?
You can't extrapolate this.
Well, but was right. So we're saying other fruits where it's not that type. The other fruits are not tam mifkat pocket. They actually get taste.
Right.
The yoytze and they get taste. So then, even if you said elu by itself, you would still be even on side of nice and tam. You'd be also on the apple juice.
So you can say a kol v'chomer on all of the
fruits. Yeah. So to other fruits, you'd be able to learn out either way. Yeah. They should be also by saying elu.
Okay.
Yeah. Very fascinating. So we have a major machlekes here. Between the Ran and the Rush, what's the pshat? The Ran is saying either one is a good riboy. Which one is the ikar riboy? Maybe the other one is nothing. Maybe the other riboy is not a real riboy. Now we had it on daf. Now the Ran has to answer the Rush's kasha. The Rush says to the Ran, "What about the fact that we said Basar on Amud Aleph? Basar is a riboy." So the Rush says, "Well, maybe I could take care of that." That depends what Rush was able to do that surgery and say, Basar was Aser maybe because of derivative or maybe because of Naisin Tam. So out of Tal of Naisin Tam, it's a zero. But the Ran holds no. The Ran is not arguing, not saying that idea. The Ran is just saying that one of them is going to be the real thing and the other one is maybe not a real reboot. And you're right, you'll have to answer up the Rush's kasha on the Ran. The Ran is going to have to answer the Rush. He's going to have to say a good answer. What he does with the Gemara on Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Amud Aleph says very clearly that Basar Zeh, Yayin Zeh is Aser. So that seems to be a Reboy. How does he get, you know, why is he clearing Loi Mahan Yamidi? Maybe it doesn't help at all. Why should all of a sudden it not help if it helped on Amud Aleph?
He could answer at the very least by saying, that's a problem, and he's going to come here, and it doesn't help.
Who, the Ran Shabbar, the Rosh's Terrace?
The Rush is asking which way Elu helps, which what Elu does, and the Rosh is saying if it's by Tom, then sorry, Elu doesn't help here if you go like Tom.
Right.
The Rosh is good.
The Rosh is saying that Even though on Amud Aleph we saw Basar, Zez, Usar, you're also on the Rotev, that could be only specifically because it's nice and tough. But that doesn't have any bearing on our Shaila. Maybe Zez, Basar, by Anovim, Elu, maybe Anovim Elu is not Usar, on the wine. That was the brilliance of what the Rush did. The Rush explained it that we have seen Elu on the last stop, but it doesn't solve our Shaila. Maybe Elu is not relevant. It's not a factor here because it wouldn't impact it because it only goes on the Nisan Tam. And that's the Lashon of the Gemara. And I'm an Aleph. The Gemara's Lashon was Benisan Tam. Maybe it's Benisan Tam. That's the brilliant. So the Ran would have to answer up that Shiloh. Because the Ran says, Loi Ma'an Yamidi, maybe. Maybe Elu doesn't help at all. So that's a little bit.
When the Rush say the same thing, it's possible
the Ran or the Rush?
The Rush. The Rush saying, if the Rush says it goes by Tom, then it doesn't help at all here either.
That's what the Rush says.
Yeah.
The question is, what does the Ran do with the Rush's Kasha? We saw clearly on Amud Aleph that Basar Zez Marbe, the your Usher on the Basar and the Rotev and the Kippah. Isn't that a clear instance where you see a reboy for the word Zeh? But the Ran is saying, well, maybe Leimahan Yamidi. Maybe Elu doesn't help at all. Or maybe Basar's, or maybe Shani Tayyim doesn't help at all. How could that help at all? If we saw on Amud Aleph that did help. That's the kasha that the Rush has on the Ran. Okay. It doesn't get into that. We have to look around to see the Mepharshim if they answer this. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. So that's a very fascinating breakdown of the Shiloh. So it says the Gemara. So Isakadaitach, let's take on that one side is right. Isakadaitach Elu Davka. So maybe the word Elu is the main thing. And Elu really is saying that's Usar, that the grapes will ask you the grape juice. But then you'll say, but Shani Taim Lamali. So why do we need to have a second phrase in the Mishnah? Isn't that extra? You don't need two. So this is Akasha. And this is such a strong question that.
Why isn't it redundant?
That, yeah, if it's redundant, and this is a knock against the Tzad to say that Elu is the main one. Because if Elu was the main player, why do you need Shani Toyim? Hello, my. What's that? No, that's going to be a terrace. Now, but just if you freeze this frame, Duran has a question. Why are you like jumping on this bandwagon here that if Elu is Davka, then what are you going to do with Shani Toyim? I can take the opposite stance.
Yeah, you can go the other way.
So I could have said Isagadai to Shani Toyim if the main thing is Shani Toyim. So why do you need Elu?
Yeah.
So why did the Gemara jump on this side of the bandwagon and ask a big kasha and push me into a corner like I have no way out? And we're going to find the chiddush. The Gemara is going to say in the next words that maybe Hakamashvel and tell me a chiddush. But why you could just push me back and say Lididach? You could say you're also shver. You have the same shverkat as me. What's the?
He's not enami. You could have. So what?
So the next Ran speaks out that Enachanami says the Ran Isal Kedaitach. The next Ran, which is halfway down, first one in line, Lay Isal Kedaitach Eilu Davka Shani Toyem Mamun Ubedinu. And really, by right, Havi Matzil Lemeimer Lay. You could have said the opposite. Shani Tayim Davka, maybe Shani Tayim is the main one. And then Elu Lumli. Why need Elu?
Yeah.
So why do you go on this route? Because we picked the first of the two phrases.
Yeah.
And then, but who had done the other one? Well, it's not so posh. You take on like it's ABC.
That would beg a question.
No, I understand, but
that would turn me back.
Should I ask both at
the
same time?
No, so we can't. Fine. So I hear that. I hear, but the Ran is just saying a chiddush, which I don't know if you're giving that so much I don't know if you appreciate that the Ran is saying that sounds like the Gemara.
To me, the Ran is just saying it could have gone either way, which is the way I thought of it right away.
But if you didn't have the Ran, you wouldn't have known that.
No, I would have thought of that.
The Gemara is
thought right. If there's two things, and one is redundant, you could ask from either direction, and it makes more sense to ask
the Ran. Without the Ran, you could have said that.
The second thing is redundant.
Yeah, but you could learn the Gemara Pashut without the Ran. You would say that we're attacking specifically this Tzad. We're saying Isaka Daitach, the Tzad of Elu Davka. Then why did Shani Tayim? It sounds like we're specifically attacking that Tzad. From the Gemara, it sounds like we're specifically attacking that stuff. It's Tzemzerah? No, no, it's Lav Dafka. It's Chada Mitrei Nakat. We grabbed on for one out of two, but really, the second one, we could have equally gone the opposite direction. That's a Chiddush of the Ran. It's a Chiddush. Okay, you're saying it's Pasha. I don't think you're giving the Ran, the Ran is saying a Chiddush. The Ran is maybe now that you hear it.
I'm not criticizing.
No, I'm saying without the Ran, you're saying it's Pasha that you would learn like that. I don't know if there would be. I don't know
yeah,
if
it's the only nice, question it's the nice Gemara, that the Ran confirms what I was thinking anyway. But
the only question is the Gemara doesn't ask on Shani Tov. But if the fact that it asks on Elul first and it comes first, that seems Pasha. But
yeah.
If the Gemara doesn't ask on Shani Tov at all, then you'd have a question.
And the Gemara doesn't.
Okay, so that's a good question.
Gemara doesn't. So that's why that's where I'm coming from.
So that's a good. It's not that it's just that it's first. It's the only one that the Gemara asks on.
Well, only asks this Kasha. So it sounds like it's only on this tzad that Elu Vidafka. So, and on that, the Gemara is going to have to.
So the Ran's coming to say, don't think that the Gemara has a meaning that Elu is the one that is key. It's just that's Lav Dafka.
Right. So the Ran says, no, we could have gone both ways. We picked this way and not that way. Okay, fine. So. So then the Gemara continues. So we have now we have two tzadim and we don't have a good proof. So Gemara says, well, let me see. What about what? So why? So is that a good kasha? Why do you need, if his elu is the main thing? Why do you need shani toyim? Answers the Gemara. Kamashron the avgav de omar shani toyim. Even though he said shani toyim, which is a riboy, but elu is the main player. And if you don't have Elu, Shani Toim wouldn't do anything. Even though he said Shani Toim, eat the Omar Elu Mitzar. If only if you say the words Elu, will you be Aser? Eat Loi. If you don't say the word Elu, Loi.
That's a Kiddush. That's a problem because we've had Shani Toim being used to be a Rebbe before. To me, that's a Kiddush.
Ah, yeah. So okay, we have to learn up why. Why,
for example, in the case of Yain, if he says Yain Shani Tolan, and then it's just Marba to the top shield that the drop falls into.
Everybody's Bersala Shani Tolan.
Yeah,
so we did see
why. So that's a Kiddush to me that you, that even though it says Shani Tolan, Shani Tolan on its own would not be Marba.
But that's like what the Gemara will come to.
Much more than that, we got the Omar Shani.
So is that a finish of the Ran?
Yeah,
the Gemara said
what?
No. Like the Gemara is about to say that Shani Tolan isn't enough. So is the Ran?
Where is the Gemara about to say?
The
Gemara says, how come
Ashman
Dalma? Even though the reason why do you have to say, if Elu is the main thing, why do you have to say Shani Toim? Shani Toim is a reboy, but you already have the reboy from Elu. So this is a raya that Elu is not the main thing. Must be Shani Toim is the main thing. Now the question is, that was the proof. The Gemara brought a proof.
George just said that if.
The first time the Gemara was a proof. The proof was Isaka Daitach Elu is the main thing. Then why do you need Shani Toim? So it must be that Shani Toim.
No. It must be Shani Toim doesn't achieve anything on its own. That's what the Gemara said.
Yeah, God, all God.
Why do you need Shani Toim? Right.
Right.
You should have left out the words. Right.
He says Edom are Elu Misaser Elo, and if you wouldn't have said Elo, it wouldn't be Aser. So it means that Shani Toim doesn't achieve anything on its own.
That's
the Kiddush.
That's the
Kiddush
of the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
Not.
No, that's the
Kiddush
of the Gemara.
Wait, so again, so he says, let's read the Ran.
The Ran
speak that. So Gemara is saying that Isaac, why do you need Elu? Why do you need Shani Toim? If Elu is anything, why do you need Shani? Yeah. So LMI, so what do you see? But the fact that it said Shani Toim.
Yeah, Elu. If you say Elu, it's Misaser. It does work. Elo, but if you don't say Elu, well, it doesn't. So Shani Toim on its own does not.
Well, you're saying the answer.
That's the Gemara.
You're in the answer. Yeah. I wasn't in the answer.
Oh.
I was speaking out the Kasha.
Which?
Isaac Adaitach. Isaac, the proof. The proof was from Isaac Adaitach. Isaac Adaitach, the proof was that you see, you have Elu. If Elu was the main one, Then why did Yishani Tayyim? That's a proof to say that Elu can't be the main thing. Because if it was the main thing, then you wouldn't have to say Shani Tayyim.
Well, that's the Havamina.
That was the Havamina. That was the proof.
Okay.
And we should have left out, you know, you don't need both.
If Elu was good enough, you wouldn't have added Shani Tayyim. And therefore,
that's what you're saying. That's what you're going
for. That Shani Tayyim actually does it, not
Shani
Tayyim. Elamai Shani Tayyim does it.
Critical factor.
Right.
And Elu is Lomahani.
Yeah, so why do you Shani Tayyim also? And you don't need both, so you should have left out one of them. So you could zero down which one is the right ones.
But this, the Gemara is asking, how many of saying that since Elu's first, if it said Elu, so you shouldn't need Shani Tayyim. If you said Elu,
right.
The fact that you say Shani Tayyim means that Elu doesn't help. That Elu
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it seems to say. So, right. So it sounds like Shani Tayyim is going to be the main thing.
Or in conjunction.
No. You're jumping to the teretz again. You're jumping to the teretz. So the Gemara is saying, if Elu is the main thing, then why do you need Shani Tayyim? Elamai Shani Tayyim is the main thing. Now, the only thing you can ask to say in Kasha back. So if Shani Tayyim is the main thing, then why do you need Elu?
Must be that
Elu's is the. So really, it goes back and forth.
They neutralize each other.
Yeah. So.
And then they come to the finish that no, that Elu on its own.
So this is where the Ran is coming from. This is where the Ran's coming from when the Ran says that we really are asking on both, because the reasoning is going to take us to a standstill. It's not clear 100%. Just to say this Isa Kedaita is just, we're picking one of two paths, but really at the very same minute after we get to our conclusion here, that's a good, it's a proof, we're suggesting a proof, we could say, yeah, but we could turn the tables and say the opposite proof. So that's where the Ram was coming from when he said, Hu Adin, we can ask the other way, exact opposite. And that says the Gemara, no, maybe it's not a good proof. Why? Because HaKamashman, maybe Elu is the main thing. But what is Shani Tayyim coming to teach me? That even though he said Shani Tayyim, Idamar Elu Mitzer, Eloi Loi. You need Elu with Shani Tayyim. It sounds like you need both of them. And if you wouldn't say Elu, Shani Tayyim wouldn't do the job by itself. Yeah, that's a teretz. That's a teretz. But the kasha, in the kasha, wasn't.
Shani Tayyim is the opposite.
No. We're dropping Shani Tayyim. Shani Tayyim on its own definitely will not work.
Or is that conjunction then?
Well, yeah.
Why not conjunction?
Why it's just Elu.
Yeah.
It's just Elu.
It's just Elu.
Yeah.
And you're not saying Elu.
Yeah. I know. I hear. Elu seems to be the on right. its yeah. own. It would work even on its own.
Right. Yeah, excellent. So then Elu will be the main part. Okay, very good. We better stop. Very nice. This big machlekes here.
Which is problematic to say Shani Tayyim doesn't work, because we've had numerous cases where Shani Tayyim works.
The Rush answers the kasha. Rush says that he we're dealing with Nisin Tam. Shani Tayyim is Marvet Tam. Nisin Tam.
Elu was Marvet Tam. His question was on
that's what threw me off in the first
his question was on Elu.
His question is Elu's yeah, but so we're taking on right. Yeah, so we have to explain, yeah, that why is Shani
but the
time?
Case of the Yain with the Tavshil, the only reason that the Tavshil was Atzer is because of Nosen Tam. Because the drop of that wine went in
Nosen Tam
into
you,
the
right.
Tavshil.
That's one way to learn it.
And therefore that Tavshil became us. Why? Because of Nosen Tam.
That's wine.
By what?
So
by,
that shows
by what?
Me,
by
that
the
shows
eggs.
Me Shani Tohem is related to Nosen Tam, not related to a derivative. It's Nosen Tam.
Well, it is a
that's
derivative.
Not grape versus wine. That's wine versus meat. I don't know if you can.
That's
that
the wine. You made it. You made it. Netter on the wine, right? And then not only. Is